Good morning, good morning, Vietnam! Yes! It's starting to get crazy, and that's my cup of tea, let me tell you. Yeah, you guys like my shirt, Operation Impending Doom, because that's what I feel like we are, but not for us, but for them, for them, for them. This is only going one direction for me, folks, and you all know what direction that is. This is not... How's my mic sound? 1, 2, 1, 2, check, check, check. Check it, check it, check, 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 check. How does it sound? Is it good? Give me a thumbs up if my mic sounds good, if it sounds like an echo. I'm doing the best I can with what I got. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977, D-Rod1977. Any contribution helps. It all helps. It keeps me doing this every day, getting up in the morning for you, because let me tell you, I like to sleep in. I'm not going to be here Friday and Monday. I'm not going to be here Friday and Monday. I'm going to go visit family, my sister, and my parents. And I'm taking my parents up there. So, you know, I'm going to be doing what I got to do with family. It's Christmas. But I will be putting up updates. And I'll be doing my FluffTube stuff on FluffTube. When the lights go out, ladies and gentlemen, when the lights go out on Amazon, get yourself a copy of the book. It's not too late for Christmas. It can get delivered. When the lights go out. I like how De La Hoya took the cover of my book, by the way. My life story. My life story. I took forever to pick out this cover. Guy uses it in his documentary for his life story. Yeah. Way to go, buddy. Anyway, the Mexican mix. The Mexican mix. On Amazon, I don't think anyone's going to use this for their their documentary. I don't think so. You can't be too surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. Anyway, the Mexican mix, that's also on Amazon. Whoo! Are things picking up, ladies and gentlemen? What I tell you, now you get in the picture. Now are you understanding why I was always talking shit about DeSantis? Now you get it. You see why Vivek Ramaswamy and DeSantis and Haley are all sticking around. Maybe it's to win by default. I don't know. I'm just posing the question because it's FluffTube. Making sense though now, isn't it? Making a lot of sense. Everything's coming together. Folks, get your trim with Nino. Folks, stay with me. I know a lot of you got to just fast forward to this. I want to just get, he takes too long to just read everything. Just let's go. Let's get, what's the news? Relax. Take it easy. Have a sip of your coffee and listen to this nice commercial I'm about to read you where I have to take my glasses off for because they're fogging up. When it comes to stubborn belly fat, we're all searching for a miracle pill which may never exist. But believe it or not, I found an exceptional alternative that uses naturally sourced and science-backed ingredients from Mother Earth. It's more effective at targeting body fat, enhancing metabolism, and promoting a toned midsection better than most weight management products out there or that you've typically seen on store shelves. Tens of thousands of five-star reviewers can't be wrong. I'm one of them. Simply place your order now and get 51% off along any many other free bonuses before they sell out. And they always sell out. So, folks, get yourself some trim with Nino, baby. Oh, yeah. I'm happy because I'm going to tell you what. This is going in exactly the direction I always knew it was going to go. What we've been bracing for. If you're part of Nino'sCorner.tv, you get it already. You don't have to guess. You're not sitting there, I just don't understand. Why won't they let him on the ballots? Why won't they let him on the ballots, Susie? This does not make sense. It makes a lot of sense. Folks, Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. True Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. I'm telling you right now, you better be on Nino'sCorner.tv and on my and if you're catching me on YouTube, go to my Rumble. Go to wherever you got to go. You're going to need it. You're going to really need it. And I'm going to have to really behave myself on FluffTube. That's why I got to try to be a little bit funnier. I got to bring out the bells and whistles to keep y'all's attention. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter, Nino Boxer. My Twitter's starting to pick up. My Twitter's picking up. My Telegram is dropping like a lead balloon. What's going on with is it because it's telespam now? PatriotWear.com. Stop biting me. My cat. I'm a cat owner now. I'm a proud cat owner. I'm that guy. I hope I don't turn into the person with 13 cats. You know, they are cleaner than dogs, but they still stink. Their cat piss is the worst I've ever smelled in my life. It's terrible. PatriotWear.com. Bing, get yourself some gear. I have some cool Gavin the Grinch gear up there. I got Lunatic Fringe. I got some cool stuff up there on Patriot Wear. PatriotWear.com. Check it out. Nino's Corner.tv. Today, folks, Gene Decode is the general. 5 p.m. Be there. Mountain Standard Time. Take your questions. It's gonna be hot, red hot. It's gonna be explosive. Speaking about explosive, I had Josh with Decentralized Media on yesterday. Well, it was actually on his show. He sent me the file. That's going up on Nino's Corner.tv tonight. Explosive interview. I love going back and forth with this guy. He's a very smart guy, very, very intelligent guy, and he's explosive. And that's Josh with Decentralized Media. That's going up on Nino's Corner.tv tonight. Don't want to miss this. If there's any show you got to watch, it's this one. I have Jan Halper and Alpha Warrior. Thank you, Benji. I have Jan Halper and Alpha Warrior coming on tonight or today. Tonight. Everyone's tonight. I'm scheduling everyone for tonight. So, but Jan Halpert, Alpha Warrior are today. Kerry Cassidy's coming on. just kick me in the nuts right now. Just kick me in the teeth and kick me in the nuts right now. Get it over with. But I'm having her on. I'll be a punching bag. Hey, yo. Anyway, Bo Pony's coming back on. Bo Pony is coming back on. Hey, Bo, I think you're like 1-5 right now. I'm just saying, I think your record is like 1-5. You were right about October, but I didn't see any Christmas in November. In fact, I'm seeing a very bleak future. Look, I love Bo Pony. He gets me excited. It'll be a good interview. Let's see what happens. Bo Pony's coming back on. Good-hearted man. Cliff High, if you're out there, I'd like to have you on. I know you're having some beef right now with Bo Pony, but, you know, I'd like to have you both on. Benjamin Fulford's coming on again. So Benjamin Fulford's coming back on very soon in the next few days. So this is going to be fire. Nino's Corner.tv is the place to be. Everything war on the deep state. All right, folks, you might want to turn it down or turn it up. Turn it down or turn it up, baby. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, baby. Yeah, let's go. Ooh, we're canceling him. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. It ain't going to work. It's not going to work because I know where it's going. Everyone on this channel right here knows where it's going. How do you guys like how I've been right about DeSantis? And now I'm right about Vivek Ramaswamy, the charismatic cheerleader for Trump. It's like good cop, bad cop. That's what I put down on Twitter. Just different methods. So I'm having the guy work on my thumbnail right now. I put Establishment Strikes Back. And what I think I'm going to do, I'm going to put like the Death Star behind it. I create all my thumbnails, by the way. I work together with the artist. I'm going to put like the Death Star behind me and like spaceships and like, I don't know, maybe Darth Vader. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. So, how's everyone doing today? Oh, you guys have no idea. You guys think you have an idea? You have no idea how crazy this is going to get. Zero. And by the way, all my FluffTube morning shows now go on Nino's Corner.tv in all their glory, unedited. It's the place to be. My editor comes back here and he'll blah, 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 and she will edit this out. She does her best not to butcher it, But if you see me skip, it's because I'm saying crazy shit. It's because I'm saying crazy shit. And they're trying to keep me alive, keep my nose above water. So they're pulling out all the stops. They're pulling out all the stops, just like many of you. I don't see a 2024, you know what, at all. Do you? Do you? Am I speaking out of text here? Do you? Logically, I don't. In fact, I see a lot of events coming on. And so my only question is, how bad will this get? Now, if you watch the 107 interview that I had with Ron Partain, I just put it up on Rumble because you guys were nagging at my heels like Chihuahua dogs. You do what's right for the Patriot community. Put it up there. Put it up there for free. Meanwhile, Starbucks costs you $20 a hit. And you do that two, three, four, five times a week. Anyway, how bad will this get? I don't know. Civil unrest or civil war? If we go into a civil war, then we lose the country. Then none of this mattered anyway. And chaos is what the doctor ordered. So will we have massive civil unrest, pockets of civil unrest? This is a question I'm posing. It's just a question I'm posing. No way to tell. I don't have a crystal ball. None of you do either. None of my guests do either. So I am asking you, a lot of you are single mothers out there. A lot of you don't need a man. You just don't need a man. Make friends with your neighbors. Prepare. Start preparing now. I'm telling you folks right now, and I'm saying shit. I've always said shit before any other conservative podcaster says anything. I'm ahead of the ball, and I'm proud of that. This is going to get wonky. It's going to get really, really wonky. So we're coming into the main event, if you want to call it the main event, 2024, the main event, fireworks. There's no getting out of this. They're not going to be able to get rid of Mr. T. He's going to stick around, especially what's coming up in March. It's going to be televised. And folks, I had to be kind of vague here, skip around, dodge, woo. I got to do that. What's happening in March is going to be televised. He's going to be able to introduce some evidence. They're going to be pulling out all the stops. And Colorado is just one of the ways they're doing this. And folks, I'm expecting many more states to follow. Now, a lot of you say, well, that's impossible because, well, geez, it'll go to the Supreme Court. And how long will that take? And how long could they kick the can down the road with that? And could they just say, you know, Mr. T's in too much trouble. We got to pick a nominee right now. We understand your all's frustration. We get it. But he's just not the guy. He's in too much trouble. He has too many charges against him. So we're going to go ahead and go with DeSantis. Now you know why he's sticking around. Maybe Vivek Ramaswamy. I don't know. And then a lot of you are going to be like, I can't believe this. Oh my gosh. Who told us this would happen? Who said this would happen? Nobody prepared us for this. I did. But as fast as they put out narratives, the narratives will be stopped. Why? Because the internet is their demise. But, that's why some kind of event may happen sooner than later to pull the plug on everything. And we talk about that with Josh on Decentralized Media. We talked about that on my show. So, and see, they don't care. It's like you're playing chess and they just want the engine. They just want the chaos. So they just, we're losing the chess game. No one's ever really challenged us before. We're losing this. So just throw the whole game. Boom. They just throw the whole game up, knock over all the pieces. And they say, let them figure it out. This is what we wanted anyway. So I'm predicting, I got my little, pretend I have a little crystal ball, and I'm saying more states to come, more states to follow the suit. Just saying. So as they throw away Mr. T, believe me when I tell you, they're also going to throw away Biden. They're getting ready to trash him as well because they know nobody wants him. So the Democrat musical chairs is about to begin. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know how they're going to maneuver Biden, but I think what we saw with Newsom and DeSantis, I think that's going to be our lineup. I think that's who they're going to bring in. And does Michelle come in? I don't know. Does The Rock? I don't know. Mark Cuban? I don't know. This is Kamala. I don't know. I saw Newsmax. Now I talked about this. Oh, she's the most. Newsmax. She's the most popular vice president ever. Really? Really? Ooh, we got to be politically correct. I'm going to tell you, folks, as this goes, as this keeps climaxing, when the dust settles, these stations, poof, we're going to vanish. I have to be very vague. I'm doing a pretty good job. You guys think I'm doing a good job with this dancing around, weaving, bobbing? So young voters explain why they're bailing on Biden and whether they'd return. Biden's number among young voters have slid during his presidency from high margins that helped him beat Mr. T. Oh, okay. I'm sure that's what helped. Oh, is that what helped you beat Mr. T? Really? The young voters just came out in droves. they took themselves away from their phone, their Instagram, and they went and voted, right? That's what happened. Oh, that's what you want me to believe? That's what happened. He's just so charismatic. Nah. But they're going to keep playing this. They're going to keep playing this card. So what they're saying here, Jaden Camarena in Northern California is contemplating blowing off the 2024 presidential election. Evan McKenzie in Battleground, Wisconsin is looking for any other candidate than current front runners. Do you see what they're doing here? Do you guys see what they're doing here with these articles? They're priming you. They're conditioning you for someone else. That's what they're doing. They're conditioning you for someone else. Mr. T, move out of the way. Come on in, DeSantis. Oh, Biden, move out of the way. Come on in, Newsom. See what they're doing here? These young voters live in different cities, work different jobs, and have varying political beliefs. But among the things they have in common, they voted for Joe Biden in 2020. And now say the president can't count on their support in 2024. I genuinely could not live with myself if I voted for someone who's made the decision that Biden has, said McKenzie, a 23-year-old working at Starbucks. And as a union organizer in Madison, Wisconsin, I didn't even feel great about it, voting for Biden in 2020, he said. So they did it in spite of Trump. But what I'm saying here is, here comes the articles. I pay attention to these. Because what does this mean to me? Let the show begin. Musical chairs, folks. Musical chairs. Yeah. Oh, man. We're so over the target. It's just insane. Wow. Wow. If you watch the Mike King, Nino's Corner.tv, Mike King, taking down the cabal. Incredible wealth of knowledge guy, man. This video was great. It's up there right now. I really suggest you watch that. Mike King on Nino's Corner.tv, he goes from the conception, the origination of how this all began, and to where we're at today. And then part two is going to be from where we're at today going into tomorrow. And yes, we are very confident. We are very, very confident on where this is going. I am. Everything we're watching right now is beautiful to me. If it was going any other way, let me just make this clear to you. If this was going any other way, I'd be worried. Okay? But the fact that the house is coming down and the Democrat musical chairs is about to begin and all these panic moves are beginning. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You guys think I'm losing too much weight? I think I'm losing a lot of weight. I'm trying to. I'm doing my fasting. I'm fasting. I'm eating better. My life is boring. I don't drink. I don't do any cocaine. In other words, my life sucks. Just kidding. It doesn't suck. I'm able to wake up and come here and do this, but I'm not losing weight, really. No, it's good for you. You look fabulous. You look great. Okay, well, I can see my shirts are fitting a lot looser now. Thank you. All right. So the polling is clear. Biden needs to get popular again quickly or drop out. Wow, is it happening? It's happening fast, ain't it, folks? So President Joe Biden's current approval rating is not where he and his campaign want it to be. His approval ratings are historically bad, worse than any president since 1945. The fact that these liberal syndicates are coming out and pushing this means someone at the top is telling them, telling the writers, this is what you put out. Put that out. We got to prime everybody for someone else. And then there's going to be this excitement in the air. Fireworks in the air. Who are they going to pick? Who do you all think it's going to be? Newsom? The Rock? It's going to be like, oh my gosh, it's like a rock concert just rolled into town. That's what they're going to do. And they're going to say, we need someone. Trump is just, Mr. T, there's just too much garbage on him. We need somebody to go up against Newsom and whoever. And guess what? Oh, Mr. T just doesn't have it. He just doesn't have what it takes. So, do you guys see what I'm saying here? And this is going to happen really fast. This is going to happen soon. Just my opinion. It's just my opinion. This whole show is just my opinion. President Joe Biden's polling at the moment is in a rough spot. And not in an, oh, he just needs to go a good month on the campaign trail to get back on the right track kind of way. The president's current poll, you know, if you've been listening to my guests on InosCorner.tv, you know exactly where we're at right now. You know exactly where we're at. And you guys may talk shit about everyone that I have on there. I don't like this guy. I can't stand his stories. I don't like that guy. Folks, take it or leave it. There's been some people on there that are right over the target, and you may not like the way they tell their stories or the way they present things. I lay it out for you all to play it out. Mr. T, Colorado disqualifies Mr. T from appearing on primary ballot. The Colorado Supreme Court ruled on Tuesday that former Mr. T is ineligible to appear on the state's primary ballot. See what they're doing already? See where they're guiding you? See where they're herding the cattle? There's just too many problems with this guy. There's just way too many problems with this guy. That's how they're going to spin this. We conclude that Mr. T is disqualified from holding the office of president under Section 3. It would be a wrongful act under the code for the secretary to list President T as a candidate on the presidential primary ballot, reads the majority opinion. Therefore, the secretary may not list Mr. T name on the 2024 you-know-what ballot, nor may she count any write-in votes. So they're not going to even count any write-ins cast for him. The order added, the Colorado state law does not permit write-in votes. Wow. So a lot of people are out there saying, I'm just going to write his name. It's not going to matter. You might as well write Sancho. Sancho will get more done than Mr. D. Pero you put Sancho into the mix, I will make sure this shit never happens again. So Mr. T is banned from the Colorado ballot in historic ruling by state Supreme Court. And more to come, ladies and gentlemen. I'm predicting more states to come. That's just a prediction. But as all this happens, as all this is happening, I got a text. I think it was a text. It was a text from Josh, the guy that was just on my NinosCorner.tv. You guys want to go watch this? So the problem with this ruling is that a state is ruling on a national level. The legal precedence has already been set by Minnesota and Michigan that the states don't have the authority through the 10th Amendment or 14th to do this. This is because states can't individually affect the outcome of a national, you know what. But that does not mean that more states will follow and it will take forever to get to the Supreme Court. And by the time it does that, they already picked a different nominee. Do you all understand how they're playing the game here? Do you all get what I'm doing here? You guys understand what I'm laying down? Maybe after all this is said and done, maybe I'll do professional charades, or I'll be a mime. Maybe I'll go work the corners in New York as a mime, or maybe I'll just start selling my ass. I don't know. Pulling out all the stops, deploying all assets, folks. Here's another one. Liz Cheney urges Fox viewers to rise above the politics. These people are so disconnected from all of us, aren't they? You all need to rise above the politics and dump Mr. T. Dump, you know what they say, how it rhymes. Dump Mr. T. Some things have to matter. These people are so terrified. They're so terrified, and I hope you're basking in the glory of the panic. Yes! Yes! If there's no bigger sign that we're winning. The panic. They don't know. They don't know. They really don't know what's coming. If they watched the Nino show instead of all these other people, if they really watched, because I have my fingers on the pulse, they would know what's coming. You're fucked. Something remarkable happened on Fox News. Special report Monday evening. Longtime conservative darling and former Fox contributor. Darling. And see how Fox is playing this? Former Fox contributor and darling. Liz Cheney urged Fox viewers to ditch former president Mr. T, arguing that candidates won't touch the Constitution or try to seize power. Cheney was a conservative darling. Why? See how they're playing this? And you guys watch. I know I was on there. Trust me, I was just as surprised as many of you. I was like, really? Okay. Oh, boy. But I kept it clean. I think did you guys see my little Fox segment? I think I kept it clean. I kept it clean. Gavin the Grinch. I was like, all right, let's make this G-rated. If FluffTube's PG, now FluffTube's G. So what is Fox? Janie is doing multiple media appearances supporting her new book, Oath and Honor. Oath. Oh, I'm sure you wrote that too, huh? How many ghostwriters wrote that for you? Oath and honor. Oath and honor. A memoir and a warning. It's a memoir and a warning. A warning. Oh, Fuck out of here. I don't know. These people make me sick. I don't know if they make me. I don't know if they make you as sick as they make me, but they make me pretty sick. An oath. What is this? An oath and honor. What is it? Oath and honor. A memoir and a warning. Oh, oh, oh. Fuck out of here. Oh. CBS poll. Haley gains on Trump. Oh, really? What poll? What poll is this? Haley gains on Trump. As crazy as I act to all of you, you guys say, like, oh, this guy's antics are just so crazy. He's like batshit crazy. It's because we're in crazy times. And this is what right now calls for. Right now, this is the type of shit you're going to get. Okay? Because we are in the circus together, all of us. We're all in the circus together. You know, I saw my Rumble was... It's like, I think there's like 72,000 people on there or something like that. And now the Rumble videos are getting as much play as my Flufftube. So that tells you. And how many subs do I have on Flufftube? I got like 286,000, almost 300,000 subs. And I'm getting less than I get on Rumble. And I have a fraction of what I have on Rumble. Only problem is, I would totally do that, but nobody wants to put ads on there. Folks, it's... I gotta eat too. So I'm in a rough spot. Moscow glows triumphant as front freezes and Western aid for Ukraine stalls. So Moscow is in a buoyant holiday spirit with little, if any, outward sign that it is wartime capital, with Russian casualties in Ukraine estimated at more than 300,000 dead or wounded and increasing every day. So you better bet all this stuff internationally is going to pick up big time. Hundreds of Muscovites, Muscovites recently queued for hours in the winter cold for tickets to Nutcracker. You guys want to watch the Nutcracker? Watch Kerry Cassidy come on my show on NinosCorner.tv. That's going to be the real Nutcracker. She's just going to keep kicking me in the nuts. You just, you know, get it. Oh, boy. That's going to be the real Nutcracker. You guys want to watch that one? I should put that on pay-per-view. Basically, I should just spread my legs open with ropes and just let her go ballistic and kicking my nuts in. Okay? That's what's going to happen. So go to NinosCorner.tv and watch The Real Nutcracker with Kerry Cassidy. A techno party this past weekend was headlined from DJs in Spain, Eastern Europe. Even a series of Ukrainian drone strikes on the city in recent months barely made a dent. Cocooned by a large city budget and relatively untouched by the waves of military conscription that hit Russian regions, most residents can shut their eyes to the vicious conflict grinding on 500 miles on the west. Inside the Kremlin, the moon seems even better. So people are partying in Russia. They're living it up. They're not worried at all. Wow. With Western aid for Ukraine stalling in Washington and Brussels amid Kiev's failed counteroffensive and the front lines largely at a stalemate, with Russia occupying some of 30% of Ukraine's territory, President Vladimir Putin is ending 2023 with a triumphant note. I am certain the victory will be ours, Putin declared Thursday during the first annual news conference since the February 2022 invasion. So they're confident, real confident. But if you ask Vladimir Zelensky, we will win, defiant Zelensky says Ukraine plans to mobilize 500,000 more soldiers after a difficult year, but vows to beat Putin. With your money. With all of our money. So Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky has revealed dramatic plans to mobilize 500,000 more troops to fight against Russia. A rare end-of-the-year address. The defiant leader admitted it has been a difficult year, but vowed Ukraine will fight on to victory. Just keep throwing the money. Remember, folks, the whole system has to come down. The stock, speaking of the system, the stock market's fear gauge is at its lowest level since the boogeyman. You know what the boogeyman is? So the stock market's fear gauge is down to its lowest level since the start of the boogeyman. Why it matters, volatility. I can't say this word. Volatility. I can't never say that word. Anyway, is a key constraint on traders, investors, hedge funds, investment bankers, and basically everybody on Wall Street. When it spikes, these players tend to pull back on activity. But when it fails or but when it falls, they tend to put more money to work. If the current low levels in the VIX persist, you'll likely see a jolt in Wall Street activities from new bond issues to IPOs to increase lending from the banks. What they're saying, equity volatility. Fuck, I know I'm saying that word wrong. I can't say it. Volatility. Did I say it right? I'm learning how to read, Bob. Volatility. Okay. What they're saying, equal volatility is dropping ever lower. That makes all kinds of deals and investments easier. So a resumption of initial public offerings in a big way in the new year seems likely, wrote John Authors, the thoughtful financial columnist over at Bloomberg. The bottom line, the low VIX is waving a red flag at the perennial bull market, and we could be in for an end of the year romp. Romper stoppers. Volatility. Thank you. Reading Rainbow. Do you guys remember that show? Reading Rainbow. I can do anything. It's in a book. Just take a look. It's Reading Rainbow. I used to watch that as a kid. I don't think they have that anymore. What happened to that guy? Reading Rainbow. Reading Rainbow. What happened to that guy? He's probably old now, man. He's probably like 70 now. Gosh, is that guy? He's probably like 70. You guys remember this? Reading Rainbow? It's in a book. Just take a look. Love you, Dave. Thank you for all you do. Come visit Oklahoma. Last time I was in Oklahoma, I was fighting a giant. I kicked his ass. Texas governor signs law giving police power to arrest illegal immigrants. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a border security bill into law that will give state law enforcement broad authority to arrest migrants who have entered Texas illegally and allow local judges to order them out of the country. This is, I don't understand this. I've been trying to figure out what's going to go on with this, and I can't figure it out. So does that mean any officer that suspects an illegal immigrant can be like, hey, you're coming with me, let's go. Throw them in jail, and then they get sent back. I don't know how this works. December 18th, move by the Republican governor puts into place one of the nation's strictest immigration laws and sets up a clash with the federal government, which has authority over immigration policy. Under the new rules, all law enforcement officials in the state of Texas, including those who are hundreds of miles from the border, would have the authority to detain migrants suspected of entering the nation illegally. Because the offense is considered a misdemeanor, the judge has the authority to order the defendant to leave the country. So wait a minute. So what, you just tell the defendant to leave, and then he does it on his own? I mean, what they're doing is illegal anyway. So what does this mean? Or do you send them back? Do you send them back, or do you just smack them on the wrist and tell them, you got to go now? How does this work? Immigration enforcement is a federal responsibility, so the law is likely to face swift legal challenges. I don't know. This is going to be very interesting. Very, very interesting. The Electric Company was the best kid shows. Way too late, Rhino Abbott. What other kid shows were there? Do you guys remember the Bloodhound Gang? I'm talking about like early 80s stuff here, man. Like The letter people. Do you guys remember the letter people? I know my audience is older, but you guys remember the letter people? The letter people. Who else, man? My mind's going way back. Bloodhound Gang. The letter people. I'm Mr. S. I'm Mr. M. Do you guys remember that? What was it? Bloodhound Gang. Remember that? Bloodhound Gang. It was like so... Cosby. Remember when Cosby was like, he was reading to kids and literally know how he was putting them to sleep. Well, let's get to the Fat Albert. Yeah. Hey, hey, hey. I'm fat. Yes. Hey, hey, hey. Fat Albert. I remember that one. I used to love that show. That was Cosby. That was on the Cosby. Right? Scooby-Doo. Yes. Have you noticed like all the cartoons now are like androgynous and they're like rainbows? It's just Scooby-Doo was cool. Man, here we are talking about cartoons, huh? that's how my mind works. My cat's biting me right now. You guys want to see my cat?
Come here. Come here.
Come here. I'm trying to get the cat.
Oh, fuck.
I can't get him. He goes under. I don't know why he gets scared. He wants to bite me, and then he runs from me. So let's talk about the infamous list. You know what the infamous list is? Jeffrey. So over 170 of Mr. You-Know-Who high-profile associates will be named in court documents set to be unsealed in the first days of 2024. Operation Impending Doom. That's why I'm wearing this shirt. Celebrities are really nervous right now. They can't sleep at night. Anybody who's been on this plane, oh boy, folks, I'm telling you, I've heard through the grapevine that these people are worried. Oh, they're so worried. A judge has ruled to unseal documents that would name 177 who are on You-Know-Who's list, recruiters and victims within the coming weeks. So will this happen? I hope so. Hopefully nothing stops it. I bet you there'll probably be some stops. Who knows? The material is related to a defamation case brought by Prince Andrew's accuser, Virginia Roberts, in New York against Madame Ghislaine, You-Know-Who. Hundreds of files will shed new light on the late financier's You-Know-What operation and his network of influence. So this is coming in the next 14 days. What do y'all think about that?
Come here.
Come here, little kitty. Kitty, kitty, kitty. Should I go meow, meow? Fuck, man, he's lazy today. That's the one thing about cats. You can't get him to do anything. I've noticed that. NASA Mars helicopter finds otherworldly wreckage on the surface of the red planet. Yeah, sure you did. This is all part of the conditioning, by the way. We found otherworldly wreckage on another planet with our Mars helicopter. So what do you think this is going to be for? Huh? The alien card? So what they're so in other words, Elon's rocket can't make it past what I call the firmament. But yeah, they have a helicopter on Mars right now. They got a helicopter on Mars. And that's why I'm bringing this article up, because NASA's Ingenuity helicopter, dubbed the Mars Copter, took an incredible photo of wreckage on the surface of the red planet that has been dubbed otherworldly. I should get Neil deGrasse Tyson on here. Oh, this was real. Yeah, this 100%. This is 100% real. Yeah, you don't know this? Well, how'd you get the helicopter? Oh, you don't know that we have helicopters on Mars? NASA's Mars helicopter has captured incredible pictures of otherworldly wreckage on the surface of the red planet. The photos were taken by NASA's... I bet you everyone, even in the control tower or whatever you want to call it, are like, they're all clapping. Yes, we got pictures! And then little do they know, they're being fucking sent by... some dude on his phone showing on the big screens, CGI. Well, watch this picture. I'm going to send him right now to the control tower. Hey, why don't you add an alien? Nah, that's too much right now. That's too much right now. Let's just keep the wreckage on there. And then everyone in the control tower. Yes, we did it. The helicopter did it. Yes. Am I wrong? That's what's happening. Am I wrong here? Because that's what's happening. Oh, my gosh. Yes. Woo. We did it. The helicopter. Seriously, that's what's going on, okay? Everyone in the control tower is like, yeah! They were all the kids I used to cheat from in school. And they'd be like, you're never going to amount to anything in your life. Yeah, right! I don't understand. I got all A's in school. I got all A's in school. And David doesn't do any of his homework. He doesn't even take his books home. And how does he get A's? And he's never in class. I'm smarter than you. Oh, boy. Drought-prone California okays new rules for turning wastewater directly into drinking water. So now, California, you're going to start using your sewage water. So Sacramento, California, water agencies could soon turn wastewater into drinking water. The California Water Resources Control Board on Tuesday approved new. I bet you all need to get some like filters or need to figure out what you're going to do with your water out there. I don't even want to go visit California anymore, especially after hearing this. The California Water Resources Control Board on Tuesday approved new rules for turning water from toilets and other uses into drinking water. Okay? State officials believe the rules will help the drought-prone state. Oh, yeah. California's in a drought. Oh, really? The drought-prone state have more reliable source of drinking water. California is the second state to approve statewide regulations for the direct use of recycled wastewater. Colorado approved similar regulations last year. I'm not going to Colorado either. No, I'm definitely not going to Colorado. Wow, the rules require water agencies to let customers know before they start doing this. Well, I'm letting you know right now. Water agencies in San Diego and Los Angeles have already have plans to recycle wastewater. Oh, man. Ugh. Celine Dion, some Celine Dion news. Sister says, you know, okay, I'm probably going to go to hell for this one. Because I got a little Celine Dion joke at the end of this. So don't roast me too bad. And I know it's probably in bad taste, but I got to say it. So Celine Dion's sister says singer lost control of muscles. You know, when I was boxing in Vegas and she was out there, I lived right next to her. I lived right next to Celine Dion. And she would take a helicopter to the strip, I guess, every night. A Mars helicopter. That's not the joke. Just wait for it. So a devastating update on Celine Dion's debilitating battle with stiff person syndrome. Stiff person syndrome. I've never heard of that. As her sister says, she's lost control of her muscles. The star sister, Claudette Dion, revealed the shocking turn. Aha, got you, little shit. Boom. Here he is, Striker. You want to say something? Meow. Meow, 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 meow. No. This is Striker. So, the sister Claudette Dion revealed the shocking turn in her disease, which causes painful muscle spasms, saying it would be a while before Celine returns to stage. She told Seven Jurors it broke her heart because her sister had always been disciplined and hardworking, recalling their late mother telling Celine her habits would make her successful, but the very success now appears to be threatened. Despite the grim outlook, Claudette says it's still Celine's goal to return to the stage, but in what capacity, she doesn't know. Research into the neurological disorder is still ongoing, but because it's so rare, it means progress is slow, which Claudette can't wrap her head around. Adding to many people in the same boat have lost hope over a cure ever being found. This is sad. Look, my prayers go out to Celine Dion. This is sad. But, all right, ready for the joke? Celine Dion walked into a bar. Bartender says, "Why the long face?" No? Oh, come on. You guys got to get... That was funny. I think that was funny. Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. I'm on one today. You guys like coming into my house, in my humble abode? Be real. Thank you. All right. Matthew Perry. No, there's no joke on this one. But Matthew Perry, actor, had levels of ketamine. I don't know if I could say that on here. Damn. Anyway, that drug doctors use for anesthesia. Matthew Perry had enough of this drug in his system that could have been, well, rendered incapacitated or unconscious, causing him to drown based on autopsy findings. This is believable to me. I still think it has to do with this. Just me. Don't put it in here. But this is big. And for you parents out there, like if you have kids that are partying, my days it was just alcohol, cocaine, and weed. And every now and then a Molly. Today it's all this new shit and these designer drugs is in the party scene, in the party scene. And I got to tell you folks, I'm glad I'm not partying anymore because I tried anything. I was up for anything. And honestly, I have friends still doing this stuff and they're out there still. According to the LA County Medical Examiner, Perry's K levels were 3,540 NGMLs. When surgery patients are given anesthesia, K levels are at 1,000 to 6,000 range. So Perry was in the higher range. In other words, the amount of K in his system was equivalent to the anesthesia some patients get before surgery. Didn't Michael Jackson pass the same way and Prince? Weren't they, or was it something else? But it was something along these lines, right? And I'm telling you, I know people in the party scene taking this crap every time they go out. I've tried it. I've done it. It does feel good. It does feel you're like riding this wave of like just dumping serotonin. Like it's just incredible. But I got to tell you, the way I felt afterwards was terrible. Nothing to me is worth the hangover anymore. In what the fuck news, Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby. Man, he was huge back in my day, man. Huge back in my, back in the junior high days. I used to do the Running Man. I used to comb my hair like him. Yeah, anyway, Vanilla Ice. Yeah, I partied with Pablo Escobar. What? Ignorance was bliss in the 90s. So Vanilla Ice recently said he once pulled around with Pablo Escobar, but didn't know he was a major drug kingpin, and his explanation boils down to greenbacks, but yeah, in a bubble. So the rapper made the revelation in Vlad TV interview, saying he used to party with a notorious Colombian gangster during his heyday in the 90s. Do you guys remember that Vanilla Ice movie he made? It was like the worst movie ever made. Like, what was it? Like, yo, 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 yup, yup, yup. That's what he's gonna say. Yup, yup, baby, yup, yup. So interview saying he used to party with a notorious Colombian gangster during his heyday in the 90s, but insists he didn't realize how big a deal Escobar was back then, especially in the eyes of the feds. So Ice, aka Rob Van Winkle, says he hosted Pablo several times at his Florida home. Wow. And on Tuesday, he joined TMZ Live to elaborate on what exactly they had in common as buddies. Oh, I bet you Vanilla Ice liked to party. Maybe that's why they called him Vanilla. Which he says their shared love of speedboats actually drew them together at first, and even gives credit to the drug trafficker for fueling innovations in boat racing on account how much money he poured into it at the time, making it kind of mainstream. As for when and how he became to learn that Pablo wasn't actually a great guy and might have been mixed up in this shady business, well, I says it dawned on him when the FBI questioned him. So the FBI actually questioned Vanilla Ice. Wow. Of course, Pablo was tracked down in Colombia in 93, where he was killed on the rooftop while being pursued by the authorities. I don't know. You know, I've always thought, like, could I ever be like a drug kingpin and do this stuff, have all the money? But it's a fast life, man. And is anything worse than is anything worth looking over your shoulder? All these guys that I was just watching on Netflix, Gotti. By the way, I don't watch Netflix, and lately I have been, so I take that back. I watch Gotti, Getting Gotti, and then The Bad Surgeon. Both of these are must-see. You got to watch these. The Bad Surgeon, man, I've never seen it. I feel like I've known people like this guy, The Bad Surgeon on Netflix. I feel like I've known people like this guy in boxing. Like, this dude was a con artist. The other one you got to watch is Getting Gotti. You got to wonder, though, man. As fast as these guys rise, they get taken down. They get taken down. None of them last. None of them last. You may have all the power, all the women. It doesn't last. It's not worth it. None of that shit is worth it. That's why me personally, I like to kind of just coast under the radar, you know, like, yeah, do my little videos here and there. But, man, anytime you get too big, they bring it down. They bring you down. I had a lot of friends in Ciudad Juarez that used to sell drugs and, like, bring them over. They're all dead. Do you guys know that during the drug wars in Juarez, I lost 9 friends? 9 friends. One of my friends, I'm not going to say his name, he owned a bar in Juarez. I went to high school with him. We used to go to his bar all the time. Well, they came in and extorted him, and he didn't want to give him the money anyway. They shot him in the ass, and he died of a heart attack. I lost a lot of friends during those years, man. During that time, you could walk over to Juarez and you would see dead bodies just swinging from the bridges. Just swinging, headless. You guys want to hear a story? You guys want to hear one story before I have to get off? Or should I just get off? So I used to go to Ciudad Juarez. You guys want to hear it or not? Give me a thumbs up if you want to hear the story. Otherwise, I'm just going to get off because this is going to take about 2 minutes. Do the donkey dance. Ooh, yeah, let the donkey dance. Yes, I want to hear the story. Okay, so I used to go over to Juarez, and I used to shoot up the steroids. I used to go shoot up steroids in my ass in Juarez. We used to go there, me and my friends used to go to Juarez, drink, get drunk, and then we'd go to the pharmacy and shoot up steroids, right? And we'd always go into the back bathroom in the pharmacy to shoot up. I'm not going to say what pharmacy, but... Anyway, we were in one of the pharmacies, and I go, man, I'm going to go back there. And this was during when things started getting really bad. So I was like, I'm going to go take a shot of testosterone so I could be strong like bull. So I went into the pharmacy and bought some juice. And I told the lady, ¿Dónde está el baño? And she pointed me in the direction of the baño. And then she said, No, señor. Arriba, por favor. Arriba. So she wanted me to go to the bathroom upstairs, which I never used the bathroom upstairs. I didn't feel comfortable doing it. The bathroom downstairs was quicker. It was easier. So I was like, I'm just going to go to the bathroom down here. So I walk to the bathroom under the stairs, and I make a hard right, and I go into the bathroom. It's dark, right? And they had one of those swinging lamps, and the swinging lamps with the pool chain. Anyway, I'm undoing the juice pack, and I'm done doing the packets, and I'm getting ready to load my syringe. And the lights, I pull the light, so the light's really sweet. It's a really dark bathroom with a shower on my right, to the right. The shower's on the right. And I remember the light kept, the light was swinging, so I could see the shower on the right a little bit. And I said, man, that's weird. I could see in my peripheral vision, I see like a hose connected to the shower. And it's like into this dark area of the bathroom. And I'm like, man, what the hell is that? So I grab the light and I shine the light towards the area of the shower. And I see all these clothes just folded and shoes folded along the shower. And then as I move the light a little into the shower more, I saw heads. And I freaked out because they all had the expression on their face like, so I knew I needed to get the fuck out of there. So what I did was I still managed to give myself the shot and got out of there as fast as I could. And I remember there was some gentlemen playing poker and they were all in one of the rooms. They looked at me. I just waved at them. Hey, like I pretended I saw nothing. I'm telling you, folks, growing up on the border, man, you see some shit. I have stories. I've even thinking about writing another book on the border. And it was crazy, man. We grew up fast and hard here, man. And, you know, I put it on Twitter, I miss my friends. And someone's like, make new friends. You guys don't even have any idea the type of friends I had. These motherfuckers were in the trenches with me. These guys, I could fight. And this is a true story. We fought 25 to 30 guys one night, me and just two other guys, okay? We all had each other's backs, and we won, okay? That's the shit we got to do. And that was on Catalina Island. And I got to tell that story someday. But I'm telling you, folks, my friends, you can't replace them. They're gone. It was like Young Guns. Have you guys ever watched the movie Young Guns? These guys were like that. That's how we rolled. I'll never replace those friends. When I cry or I think about my old friends, I remember those days. I remember those type of guys. They don't make them like that anymore. They're non-existent. No friend I make today is going to be like those guys. None, ever. They don't make them like that anymore. I don't know how I'm still here and they're gone. Makes no sense. So all of you should just make new friends. We were brothers, man. All right, folks, I'm out of here. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting and the black sheep of broadcasting, baby. Later.